people challenged himself that they will be a successful entrepreneur before age 30.
有人挑战自己玩电动玩具要过第三关。
Some challenged himself, he need to climb to level 3 for the video games.
有人挑战三个月之内要吃遍全耳关所有的中餐馆。
Somebody challenged themselves to taste every Chinese restaurant in 3 months.
不要笑啊，真的有人，那是我三年前的我，但是没有成功。
don't laugh, it's me, it's 3 years ago.
有人挑战自己一个月之内要减重10磅。
Some challenged himself to lose weight 10 pounds in 1 month.
我告诉你，那是现在的我。
And that's me now.
但我还不知道能不能成功。
But I don't know if I'll be successful in that.
挑战可以激发一个人的斗志跟潜力。
Challenges can inspire a person's fighting spirit.
每个人都可以接受不同形式的挑战。而且完全是在于自己的决定，同不同意
？Everybody can accept different levels of challenges.
上周跟各位分享彼得前书最后的勉励使我们都有稳固的侍奉。
Last week I shared with you the last words of encouragement from 1 Peter on how to have a solid foundation, a solid ministry.
跟大家分享彼得后书最后的总结。同样也可以帮助我们的信仰更加稳固。
This week we're sharing the second Peter's last words.
刚才我们所读的经文是彼得当年他忠心牧养神的群羊，最后语重心长的千交代万叮咛，就是嘱咐提醒激发教会众弟兄姐妹，使他们能够稳固的持守他们的信仰。
The scripture we just read is Peter's last heartfelt reminder to his flock as a shepherd of the church to exhort and to stimulate them to be steadfast in keeping their faith.
我记得在去年曾经与大家用同样的经文分享过稳固的信仰。那如果你已经忘记或是没有听过，你可以去我们教会网站来聆听。
I remember that I used the same passage last year to preach on solid faith. If you forgot it or you haven't heard of it, our website has it.
因为这段经文的确能够帮助我们拥有稳固的信仰。
Because this passage does help us to learn how to have a steadfast faith.
尤其在末后的世代，在面对各种异教充斥与异端邪说的搅扰攻击，我们仍然可以站立得住。
Especially when we're facing heresy and fallacies in the last days.
然而，当我再次读到这支经文的时候，我尝试以不同的角度来看，却发现这段经文原来也是强调我们个人的回应行动。
However, when I read this passage again from a different angle, I found that this passage also reminds us some responsibilities and personal response.
也就是我们要得着稳固信仰所需要的挑战。
Which are the challenges in keeping a solid faith?
所以换一句话说，这段经文不仅告诉我们一个稳固信仰应当有的状态是什么，更是提醒我们要得到稳固信仰是要付上代价的。
In other words, this passage not only states what a solid faith should be like,It also reminds us of the price to be paid and the challenges to be overcome to obtain that solid faith.
也就是激励我们每一个人为了得到信仰稳固所要克服的挑战是什么。
It lists challenges for us to overcome and lists those challenges for us.
原来在这段经文出现了三个非常重要的动词，那基本上那就是我们信仰得稳固所需要的三个重要的挑战。
If you pay attention, you will see three significant verb phrases used in this passage, which correspond to the three challenges I will share with you now.
那以下我要分别来做阐述，并且与各位一同来共勉。
So I'll encourage you together.
第一个是要殷勤。
The first one should make effort.
让我们一起来读第十四到十五节。
Let's read verse 14 to 15 together. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with them. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him.
有三方面告诉我们如何殷勤。
We can see three aspects from this challenge.
第一个是心存盼望，等候主来，这是在信念上的殷勤。
The first is in our belief, with hope and looking forward to the Lord's coming.
好，这里讲到，亲爱弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，请问盼望什么
？What are they looking forward? Looking forward to what?
就是之前十二节所讲的是切切仰望神的日子来到。
It's the day of God mentioned in verse 12.
请问什么是神的日子？
What is the day of God?
神的日子跟主再来的日子，广义上来讲是一样的，也就是将来要见主面的日子了。
In a broad sense, the day of God and the day of the Lord are of the same concept. It is the day when we meet up with the Lord.
但是狭义的来说，两者是不一样的，因为神的日子是一个永恒的状态，而主耶稣再来的日子却是一个特别的时刻。
But in a narrow sense, the two are different. The day of God is an eternal condition, but the day of the Lord is a specific moment in time.
主再来的日子会先发生，而那个时辰仿佛如贼来一样，没有人可以料想到的。
The day of the Lord will happen first. It will come like a thief, unexpectedly.
那到时候世上一切有形体的都要消灭。
And all the elements of the earth will be destroyed by fire.
不过经过大审判之后，那些信靠主的人却可以承受一个新天新地，这就是神的日子。
But after the final judgment, we, the believers, will inherit a new heaven and a new earth.
但不管如何，这都是我们要心存盼望的。
And that's referred to as the day of God.
也就是在我们的信念上，我们需要坚定的。
In either case, these are what we're looking forward to and believe in our hearts.
因此，我们不能把我们的眼光只放在今世的苦难，或是将焦点放在神末日的审判。
So do not let our eyes be fixed on the sufferings of this world, nor the judgment of the last day.
而是要盼望将来那新天新地永恒无比的荣耀当中。
But fix our eyes on the glorious hope of the new heaven and the new earth.
在那里不再有悲伤、哭嚎、眼泪，只有神的安慰同在。
There will be no more tears, sadness, or sufferings. Only the joy and comfort that comes from being with the Lord.
一切的苦难都要过去，那好的无比可以享受与神永远同在的喜乐。
Which is far better.
当我们有这样的意念的时候，在地上你所承受的任何患难、委屈、不公平的对待等等，都不足介意了。
With such knowledge, any affliction or unfair treatment of this world will have less effect on you.
那第二个呢，是要活出圣洁。安然见主，这是在行为上的要殷勤。
Second one, in our behavior, in our conduct, live out a holy life and at peace with the Lord.
因为在十四节接下来像是自己没有玷污无可指责安然见主，这里的没有玷污是什么意思呢？
14b, verse 14b, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him.
Yes.
Be found spotless and blameless.Means what?
这是不沾染污秽，这强调我们个人在圣洁上的责任。
Means each one of us is responsible for our own actions and to keep ourselves pure.
也就是行为上，我们每一个人的一举一动都要对自己负责任，因为我们将来每一个人都要根据自己的行为来面对主。
It talks about that. So we, each one of us, has to be responsible for our own action because one day we will be held accountable to God.
既然如此，我们就必须要提醒自己，每一天要活在光明之中，要在道德上以圣洁的标准自我要求。
So we must remind ourselves daily to walk in the light to keep ourselves uncontaminated.
那也要求上帝保守我们不沾染污秽，不做不义的事情或是害羞的事。
To do good and shun evil.
只要凡事做光明正大讨神喜悦的事，这样我们将来才能安然见主。
Living in a way pleasing to God so that we may be at peace with him.
那是安然，什么是安然呢？就是平安，这是将来我们面对主的时候，心中可以平静坦荡，而不是恐惧战惊。
At peace means to have peace in our heart without fear when we face the Lord in the future.
当我们能够在行为上经常谨慎保守自己，乃是因为我们知道将来的审判是相当严厉的。
We can firmly and calmly stand before Him without fear and trembling, because if we do so to keep ourselves, then we have no fear when we see Him.
所以，为了我们将来能够在神面前站立得住。所有凡接受基督救恩的人，或是已被神得着的人，都必须自我要求，追求过圣洁的生活。
So all who are saved by God must set his mind on how to pursue a holy life.
最后一个是要长久忍耐啊，得救，这是得救因由，乃是指态度上的。
Okay, the last one is on our attitude with long suffering, preparing for salvation.
让我们一起来攻读第十五节，好吗？
Let's read verse 15.
请
Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him.
好，以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，如果用原文直接翻过来呢，是以我们主的恒忍当作你们得救的机会。这听起来有一点奇怪，不过你看。这个钦定本的翻译
Our Lord's patience means salvation can be directly translated from Greek as to treat our Lord's patience as an opportunity for our salvation.
那恒久恒忍呢就是长久受苦的意思。
Long suffering means in delaying his return, he meant to give us more time.
这里讲到我主长久忍耐是指主对我们的现状抱持着一种宽容忍耐的心情。
It's to give us more time for repentance. That's why he's long suffering and wait and be patient with us.
他迟迟未成就他的再来的应许，就是要给我们悔改的机会。
He delayed his return to give us more time.
那想一想，我们也要以主耶稣基督这种恒忍的态度来持守我们的救恩。
We should also hold on to our salvation with the same long-suffering attitude.
如果你有一个不听话的孩子，你知道我在说什么。
If you have a child that disobey you, you know what I'm talking about.
你们都太幸福了，孩子都很乖哈，所以你们都没有操练
这种恒忍。So you never have to practice long-suffering.
那我们想看神对我们是这样的恒忍啊。有时候我们想一想，连我们自己都想放弃自己了，是不是？但是神不会放弃我们。
But God is so patient with us. Sometimes we even ourselves want to give up ourselves, but God will never give us up.
因为那他对我们的长久受苦啊。
Because He's long suffering.
那我们对救恩的持守也应当有这种受苦的心态。
So we should hold on to this, our salvation with the same attitude.
那你说态度那么重要吗？
So
上次我已经讲过，态度可以决定我们的什么？还记得哈，有一本书真的是这样写的哈，有一本书很出名的书叫做《态度决定了你的高度》。
An interesting bestseller, your attitude determines your altitude.
那这一个书里面呢，讲了五点啊，我讲了五点。那第一个是面对坏事的态度决定了你心情的高度，然后呢，做人的态度决定了你名声的高度。
This book lists five attitudes and altitudes. The first one, your attitude toward bad things determines the altitude of your mood. And second, your attitude toward others determines the altitude of your reputation.
好，那第三个呢，是你做事的态度决定你成就的高度。你第四个是你对生活的态度决定你活着的高度。最后是你对信仰的态度决定了你生命的高度。
The third one, your attitude toward doing things determines the altitude of your achievement. The fourth one, your attitude toward life determines the altitude of your living. The fifth one, your attitude toward faith determines the altitude of your life.
如果你希望你的生命有高度，那请问你对你自己信仰救恩的态度是如何呢？
If you want to have a high altitude of your life,Then what should you hold to your faith?
好，所以接下来第二方面的挑战，我们要有的挑战是当防备。
The second challenge is should beware.
我们一起来读十六到十七节。
Let's read 16 to 17. He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in terms of these matters. This letter contains some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort as they do the other scriptures to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, then be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless and fall from your
position. 有人说防备是最佳的得胜策略。
Some said that beware is the best strategy for winning a battle.
你要会攻，但是你也会守，防备也很重要。
So defend is important.
那一般信徒不会，或者是不够条件去主动出击，但是至少我们要小心防备来保护自己。
Common believers may not be well equipped to do offensive attacks, but we can at least beware.
好，根据这两节经文，我们知道有三方面我们都需要防备。
According to these two verses, we know there are three things we need to beware of.
第一个是我们要防备自己强解圣经。
The first one, beware of distorting the scripture by ourselves.
使徒保罗的书信就是指圣经。
Paul's letters are part of the Bible.
因为信中有些难明白的，那表示神所启示的真理，我们需要认真的花时间下功夫去学习跟领悟。
Because there's some that hard to understand, so we need to take effort to learn and to study about.
那当中有不坚固的人，是指灵性幼稚、软弱的信徒，他们尚不能够分辨好歹。
Unstable means childish and weak in their spirituality.
但很可惜的是，这样的人呢，他们没有好好的在解经上下功夫，可惜他们连基本功都还没学好，就要强解圣经。
These people should make an effort to learn the basic knowledge of interpreting the scriptures so as not to distort, twist or misinterpret the Bible.
那强解是什么意思呢？就是指歪曲、扭曲、转动、曲解圣经的意思。
To distort means to twist or misinterpret or change the meaning of the word.
那是为了让自己读通或是达到一些特殊的目的，就跳过了解经的原则，按着自己的意思来曲解圣经。
So they bypass the proper method of interpretation.
这样的结果造成轻者则是误解神的意思，重者则是成为异端邪说。
They could end up misinterpreting God's word, or even worse, falling into heresy.
而且这严重性呢，圣经告诉我们，这样的结局是自取沉沦，这是很严重的事哦。
The result is very serious. The Bible tells us that the result of going down this path is to bring destruction to ourselves.
所以今天我们在努力防备这些异端邪术的同时，我们也要防备自己对于不容易明白的地方，不要轻易的用自己的意思去强解圣经，去扭曲圣经。
While we guard against heresy today, we ourselves need to be aware not to read our own thoughts into scriptures.
反而我们要认真地回到神的心意来，明白神的话语。
Instead, we must diligently seek the true meaning of God's word.
在今天，释经学的书到处都可以买得到。
Hermeneutics books are widely available today.
要以谨慎的态度来理解神，认识神所启示的话语。
Bible is God's revelation. We should approach it mindfully and carefully.
那的确，圣经有很多难懂的经文，我们不容易明白。
Indeed, there are some hard places in Bible that it's hard for us to understand.
那最简单的原则就是以经解经的方式来解释，因为圣经神的话语里面不会彼此冲突矛盾。
The simplest way of interpreting the Bible is using the Bible itself, because the Bible will not contradict itself.
那第二个是要防备恶人的错谬诱惑。
The second one, beware of being led away with the error of the wicked.
这里讲到亲爱的弟兄啊，表示一个重要的提醒跟警告，并不是排除姐妹啊。
The writer uses this dear friends again here to call attention to an important warning.
那在英文翻译成亲爱的朋友，所以这比较容易明白。那预先知道这事呢，表示有人会强解圣经，自取沉沦的这个事。
We are warned that there will be people who distort the Bible to their own destruction.
所以我们就要防备，防备不单是指防备自己不要强解，而且要强解圣经，而且要防备别人因为强解圣经所造成的错谬来诱惑你。
We ourselves should beware not to make such mistakes and also guard against others who spread fallacy to carry us away from the truth.
所以我们不要轻易就接受那些离经背道的教训。
Yeah, so we don't want to accept any teachings.
从教会历史当中我们可以看见，自从使徒时代教会建立以来，历世历代的信徒当中不乏出现错谬的教导。
In the course of church history, starting from the first church established by the apostles until today, we have come to know many believers who have spread fallacies.
而且直到如今，到今天都是如此。
And even so today.
我们不过我们给予那些错误教导又自称懂圣经的人，他们根本，其实他们根本都不知道他们在传扬异端邪说。
However, those who misled people and claimed to be Bible teachers may not have been aware of their wrongful teaching.
但是很奇怪的是，你看他们的生活见证可能都比你好。
They may have lived a clean life.
可能连浓茶连咖啡都不喝，更别说吸烟喝酒。
Abstain from cigarettes, alcohol, coffee, and tea.
那问题来了，你说他们又没有作奸犯科，又没有这个生活，又是无可指责，怎么被称为是恶人呢？
They may have been morally blameless, so why were they called the lawless?
其实这些恶人被称为恶人，并不是因为他们行恶，乃是因为他们被恶者撒旦所利用来掳获人心，离弃真道。
They were called the lawless not because they broke the law, but because they were used by the evil one, Satan, to deceive people and cause them to abandon their faith.
所以在神面前同样被看作是恶事。
So such a thing is considered evil by God.
所以他们才被称为恶人。
So that's why they are called the evil ones.
所以我们要防备他们的错谬以及他们的诱惑，而且我们要提醒自己不要成为撒旦的工具，同作恶人。
So we must guard against them and remind ourselves not to be used by the same by Satan to do such thing ourselves.
最后一个防备是防备自己从坚固的地步坠落了。
The last beware is beware of falling from your secure position.
好，你不要以为自己已经站稳了、坚固了，因为当你得意忘形之时，可能就注定你要失败坠落了。
If you think you have a secure foundation, think again. Often when we are too proud of ourselves, we trip and fall big time.
你们都知道我有三个女儿，在她们很小的时候，我经常带她们去公园玩。
You all know I have three daughters. When my daughters were young, I often took them to play in the park.
有一次暑假的时候，在公园正举办吃冰淇淋比赛活动。
Once the park had an ice cream contest in the summer,
那是由当地一家知名的冰淇淋厂商所赞助的。
Sponsored by a well-known vendor.
那一般都是比赛谁吃多嘛？那这个公司呢很聪明，因为大家都好几百人在那里吃，把他们的冰淇淋都吃完了，所以他就比赛什么谁把冰淇淋叠的最高的。
Instead of decide who can eat most ice cream. They want to see who can stack up the most scoops.
那第一名呢，可以获吃冰淇淋一年，每天一盒啊。
First place will get a free ice cream for a whole year, one box a day.
第二名半年，第三名三个月。
Second place 6 months, and third place 3 months.
哦，然后呢，因为参赛者大部分都小孩，所以我三个女儿都去报名去参加。
My three daughters were all in it.
但没想到，你知道，他们比赛的时候，哎，我的大女儿居然跌到最高啊！第一，那裁判判到说你是第一名，上台领奖吧，上秀给观众看。
Surprisingly, my oldest daughter managed to put the most ice cream on her cone, and judge decided that she was the winner.
哦，我在下面真的很开心，一直在盘算着300多盒啊！我就所有认识的朋友一人分一盒啊。那时候还不认识你，不然你们也都有份了。在想谁要给谁几盒，谁要给谁几盒啊！正在高兴的时候，然后他呢，上台的时候也很得意忘形啊。结果一上台的时候， 快要到前面的时候，噗，全部都掉在前面了。
Okay, so when she was asked to go on stage and show the crowd, she was so overjoyed that she accidentally lost her grip. The whole ice cream fell on the floor.
由第二名递补她的位置，最后她除了得到遗憾，什么都没得到。
Her first prize, her first place prize went to the second place winner. She got nothing except regret.
最后自己买一盒冰淇淋回家。
And they, at the end, we bought a box of ice cream and go home ourselves.
你知道，在美国啊，很多美国人那么喜欢看球赛，你知道为什么吗？
So many people like to watch a sports game in U.S. You know why?
那球赛很刺激啊！有时候这个 A 队一路赢球，胜券在握，但是最重要的关键被翻转了哈，反这个扭转胜负啊！哇，那个真是刺激，是不是？
Because the sports games are exciting. The same thing happened in sports game. For example, when the team is about to win a game, but then loses to the opposing team in the last few minutes.
我看你们的表情好像都不看球赛的。
Okay.
不知道我在说什么。
Looks like you don't watch games.
但是我相信每一个人都有那种几乎到手的这个鸭子飞了那种的遗憾。
And I believe we all have experienced this kind of Chinese saying, a cooked duck flies away.
有没有？诚实说，有没有？
Anyone,
有吗？都有了哈。
Meaning a prized possession lost unexpectedly.
事实上，我们自己从坚固的地步上堕落哈，坠落也是如此的。
Same thing will happen to us to fall from a secure position.
你别以为你做过教会的理事啊，当过主日学老师，或是参加过教会任何的重要职务，你就能够坚固，不会失败了。
Don't think because you have served as a council member or Sunday school teacher or any other important post at church, you're secure enough.
如果连被神呼召的牧师、传道人不谨慎的话，都会失败跌倒，那其他人。若从自己坚固的地步坠落，也都是有可能发生的。
Even full-time ministers or pastors may fall if not careful, so we must be on guard and stand firm.
所以这就是为什么我们必须要谨慎来防备，免得自己不小心就坠落了。
So we need to guard ourselves to be so that we don't fall as well.
好，最后一个挑战是当长进，十八节。
The last challenges should grow.
让我们一起来读公读第十八节。
Let's read verse 18 together. Growing the grace, of our Lord Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ. Grace.
好，有三方面的长进。第一个是在救主的恩典上长进。
There's three grow aspects. The first is grow in The grace of the Lord.
我们都知道主的恩典何等的丰富，这是每一个重生得救的基督徒都可以经历的。
Our Lord's grace is rich and incomparable.
他除了拯救我们，而且还每天带领我们、保守我们、供应我们，使我们每天都感到不致缺乏。
He redeems us, leads us, keeps us, and provides for us daily.
那不但如此，他还使我们的生命经历更新，成为新造的人。
Not only that, he refreshes our soul, gives us a new life.
所以不但我们自己渐渐长成，成为刚强的人，我们还能够帮助别人，甚至成为别人的祝福。
Our spiritual being becomes stronger and stronger, and from the overflow of his grace, we can even become a blessing for others.
所以这些都是恩典啊。
These are all grace.
所以每一个基督徒，不管你的生命多糟糕，你信主之前跟信主之后，一定会经历神浩大的恩典。
No matter how messy your past, you must have experienced this kind of grace before and after you are saved.
而且这个恩典呢，还包括不仅在顺境中、逆境中、喜乐中、患难中，都会有恩典的。
Regardless of in good times or bad times, in joy or sufferings, you can still enjoy and experience the Lord's grace.
而不论处在任何的光景当中，你都可以享受主与经历主的过程，这个就叫做长进。
This process is called grow in the grace.
啊，然后许多人信主之后呢，他没有在救主的恩典上长进，于是他们信主前后的差别呢，只有从理智上无神论变成有神论，这样他们就失去人生中许多 恩典了。
However, some believers do not make any progress after they are saved. They may have changed from atheist to a theist, but they are missing out on God's blessings and abundant life.
所以他们也失去许多的祝福，这就非常可惜了。
It's very unfortunate.
好，第二方面要长进的是在神学的知识上长进。
Second aspect of grow is grow in a knowledge of the Lord and Savior.
所以在恩典上跟知识上两者的长进呢，前者是指生命经历上的长进，后者是指神学认知上的长进，两者两方面最好是并驾齐驱，平衡发展。
Growing in the grace is about life experience. Growing in the knowledge is about knowledge advancement. It's best to be able to grow along both paths.
那恩典上的长进呢，是叫我们积极，在积极方面更多享受主与经历主的这样的过程。
Growing in grace helps us to appreciate our Savior more.
那在知识上的长进呢，使我们在消极方面，我们避免受异端教训的诱惑。因此两方面都需要的。
Growing in knowledge helps us to discern fallacies and heresies, so we need to grow in both areas.
但请问你们认为哪方面更重要？
Which aspect do you think is more important?
我认为在认识神的知识上有长进是更重要，因为只有在这方面的长进才可以使我们在信仰根基上更加稳固。
Personally, I consider growing knowledge to be more crucial for today's age because it can help us to discern false teachings and doctrines so we can be steadfast in our faith.
并且可以保护我们，当我们处在异端充斥的时代当中，能够仍然能够持守信仰。
It can help us when facing the wrongful teachings,
又可以避免自己受到影响而陷入诱惑，而且还能够坚持到底。
And we can help us help keep ourselves strong and not be tempted or led away by the heresies.
请不要误会，我不是说在恩典上不重要哦，不要误会，也很重要。
Don't get me wrong. I didn't say that to grow in the grace is not important. It's also important.
但你如果说追求在追求认识主、享受主的经历上太过强调，而失去了另外一方面平衡，很容易就跑到一个异端去了。
But if you are unbalanced, only seek one extreme, it's easily fall into heresy.
所以，假如你要认识神的话语上多有长进，那你就要建立好每天读经灵修的习惯。并且要更多的阅读属灵书籍。
To grow in the knowledge of God, we need to have a good habit of daily devotion, and it also helps if we can read more spiritual materials.
那我们教会有祷告会、有查经班，都欢迎你们来参加。
We have prayer meeting and Bible study meeting, lesson, class, and you're welcome to attend.
如果你是偶尔祷个告啊，偶尔读个经，这样只是偶尔进补，不能够叫你有真正的长进。
But if you only do this, only occasionally feeding, is not enough.
最后还有一个长进，那就是在荣耀神的坚持上长进。
The last grow is to grow in the persistence of glorifying God.
因为在整个经文的最后，最精彩的，他讲说，愿荣耀归给他，怎么样？直到从今什么？直到永远。
Because the last part, which you, is the most important, says, "To him be glory both now and forever." Amen.
教会得稳固最终极的目的，其实不是让教会人山人海，每个位置都坐满，也不是让每个信徒都侍奉，找到最适合的岗位，更不是让每个信徒灵命高超，都熟读圣经，甚至可以倒背如流。
The ultimate goal of building a church with a firm foundation is not to fill the seats or to provide opportunities for believers to serve or even to build spiritual giants who have mastered the Bibles, etc.
我认为教会建立得稳固最终极的目的就是让神在教会中得荣耀。
I think the ultimate goal is for God to be glorified in the church.
同不同意？
You agree?
同意，好，如果这是你的心愿，那你就要拒绝自己在侍奉中 接受别人的称赞而窃取神的荣耀。
If you also agree, then you need to have the discipline of training yourself not to accept praises from others in the ministry.
而这种操练的过程，这叫做长进。
This process is part of growing.
假如神不能够在教会中得荣耀，那我告诉你，你们做的再好，我们做的再好，都没有用的。
If we cannot glorify God in our church, then all of our effort has no value.
这就是为什么新约书信中许多的结论，包括我们今天唱敬拜一开始的时候的宣召，都是一直在强调将荣耀归给神，而不是偶尔才荣耀归给神。
That's why New Testament letters often end with "To God be the glory forever and ever," like we sing today in the worship.We should give God glory all the time.
而且也不是只有一次，那就是在献堂典礼，哇，感受到神的荣耀，而是从今直到什么永远。
Yeah, it's not only occasionally during dedication services that we give God glory. We should give God glory all the time, every time until eternity.
也就是说，我们每一天都需要借着你我。所活出的生命来荣耀神，并且要继续保持下去。
That is to say that God should be always consistently glorified through our lives as well.
而且那个从今不是今天的今哦，是那时候写圣经的时候，从那时候开始，然后呢，一直到永远。
From past, present, and future.
所以荣耀神不仅是过去的历史与现在的坚持，更是未来的目标。
It is not only a history or insist present days, but also a hope in the future.
那也成为我们不断持守的动力，这才是重新直到永永远远的意义。
This way, then this will become the momentum that enable us to grow every day.
好，最后我们知道。人生中有许多的挑战，也许你已经完成了许多的挑战。
So, the end, we want to remind everyone, yes, we know that there are a lot of challenges in life. Maybe you already accomplished some, overcome some.
可能你出国留学，全家移民，或是简单的把冰水倒在身上，大大小小的这个挑战。但我告诉你，没有一个挑战比让自己信仰更稳固来的重要。
Maybe you have poured cold water on yourself or do other challenges, big challenges like moving to the United States or immigrating to here. But I want to tell you that no challenge is more important than make yourself, your own faith more solid.
为什么呢？因为所有这些挑战比起这个将来在永恒当中都无用了。
Because none of the challenges on this earth can last for eternal.
彼得后书当然当年勉励当时的信徒，对于当时的教会信徒要得稳固，有很多宝贵的功课跟教训。
The last chapter of 2 Peter does have a lot of rich teachings and good reminders for us to follow.
那我也相信，在今天我们一样可以从中得到很多丰富的教导。
We can still glean from them today.
特别是从那三个很重要的动词，当殷勤、当防备、当长进，可以成为我们得到稳固的重要挑战。
Especially the three action phrases to make effort, to beware, to grow. I hope we can continue to build on our solid faith through these challenges.
不过，请注意，彼得后书最后一章的前提，乃是主再来的日子近了。
But Please also note that the premise for the last chapter is the Lord's coming is near.
意思就是说，机会不多了，主就要来审判了。
Which means we are living in the last days.
你有没有感受到这种急迫性跟危机意识呢？
Do you sense the urgency and immediacy in your life today?
换句话说，我们当以战战兢兢的态度来珍惜现今的机会，才能够让自己灵命更加稳固。
In other words, we must live our lives with fear and trembling, treasuring every opportunity to build on our spiritual beings.
因为主再来时刻随时都会发生，那时你我都要向他交账。
Because the Lord's coming back anytime now, and we need to give an account of this life to the Lord.
请容许我再次提醒，我们目前所面对的是一项重要的挑战。
Please allow me to repeat again what we are facing now are challenges.
既然是挑战，就不是仅供参考，或是而是我们需要实际去行的。
These challenges are for us to act on, not just for our references.
前瞻教会借用我们的场地聚会快三个月了。
The Forward Church has been worshiping here for about 3 months now.
前不久我们还在举手，要不要让他们使用，还记得吗？很快，哇，就三个月了。
Yeah, time passed fast.
那你们有没有发现他们的发展很快速的
？Have you noticed how fast they have grown?
刚开始的时候，他们聚会人数没有我们多。
In the beginning, they had about the same size congregation that we have.
这也难怪，因为他们早上九点聚会。同工七点多就要来预备了，你想那么早起，年轻人都他们教会都大部分年轻人，怎么爬得起来呢
？Well, maybe because their worship time is too early for the younger people at their church.
但你发现，如果你注意的话，他们现在主日崇拜人数都已经超过我们了。
Now, however, their congregation is bigger than ours.
那主要的原因是什么？是因为他们实际的去接受牧师给他们的挑战。
One of the main reasons is because their whole congregation accepts the challenges from their pastor.
就是牧师要他们全教会的人都动员，努力邀请朋友来参加聚会。
And tirelessly invites friends to come.
每个人都至少他们就打电话，一直短信邀请人，每个礼拜邀请人来。
So every one of them make all the every effort to text to.Invite to call friends to invite them to come.
当他们愿意去接受挑战的时候，神就赐福他们。
And when they are willing to be challenged, the Lord blesses them.
而我们呢？我们想看看你邀请多少人来这教会聚会呢
？How about us? How many people have you invited to our church?
我们知道我们大家都爱这个教会，这个教会太棒了。
We know we all love this church.
我们每次提到我们教会，我们就会讲到我们这教会非常好，非常棒。
We're so proud of our own church.
但是你有真的去邀人吗
？But have you ever invited anyone to come to this great church?
今年我们教会的主题是稳固根基，我们一直在强调稳固根基，到九月底就满一年了。
Our church theme for this fiscal year is solid.Foundation.
但请问这一年将近一年来，你有没有发现自己的信仰根基更稳固了吗
？We have been learning how to build a solid foundation in our lives. It has been almost been a year now. May I ask, is your foundation more solid now?
或是发现自己已经有在改变了吗
？Are you improving?
还是你觉得我只是期待牧师或是教会的理事同工们他们得稳固就好了，看看他们能不能给会众榜样。
Or you're just waiting for others like pastors or council members to set an example for you.
甚至有人天真的以为当然是有人开玩笑跟我讲的他说家中只要有一个人灵命比较好就好了，因为等他上天堂的时候，他可以顺便拉他一把。
Some people jokingly says that as long as one family member has faith, the whole family can ride along with him to heaven.
我希望我们当中没有这样的人。
I hope none of us is like that.
我更相信一件事，就是今天让上帝让我们每一个人今天能够聚集在这里，都不是出于偶然。
I firmly believe that none of us came to this church by accident.
虽然神对我们每一个人都有不同的计划跟带领。
Although God has a plan for each one of us, and those plans may be different.
但是相同的是，我们每一个人都有责任。严肃地来面对自己得稳固的挑战。
But they have one thing in common. Every one of us has the responsibility to seriously face his or her challenges.
因为将来每一个人都要来在审判台前向主交账，没有一个人可以逃避的。
Because each of us will face the final judgment before the Lord and give an account of our life on this earth. There's no exception.
请问，当你见主面的时候，你有没有完成挑战？有把握在神面前站立得住
？May I ask, do you have the assurance that you will be able to stand before the Lord on that day?
希望你的答案不会让主失望。
I hope you will not be disappointed. I hope the Lord will not be disappointed with you.
因此让我们彼此共勉，一起来挑战自己，使自己的灵命比以前更进步，信仰比以前更稳固。
So let's encourage one another, challenge one another to run the race well, to advance to the higher ground.
对主的认识更深，向主的委身也更多，一起努力奔行天路，迈向属灵的高地。你们说好不好？
Yes.
好，让我们一起来唱这首歌来回应，向高处行。
Let's sing the response song, Higher Ground.
坚持往高处而行，宁心体会日子高升，随行天路有时软弱，求主扶助进入乐趣，求主扶助使我坚定，隐形站在树林高地，使我逐日所处地位，教之往日有进无退。My heart was no desire to stay, where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may tell where this abides.